soul. There is but one task for all, for each one life to give. Who stands if freedom fall? Who dies if England live? Rudyard Kipling. Introduction by Major General Sir Alfred Turner, KCB. In the following pages, Miss Kate Finzi gives in a plain, unvarnished style a terrible and graphic picture of the horrors of war, which have been intensified, as never before, owing to the ferocious savagery of the German troops, as systematically ordered by their officers and commanded by the Kaiser himself, the greatest criminal in the world's record. For this war, planned and prepared deliberately by him, is the greatest crime ever committed against civilization and humanity. It is charitable to designate him a criminal lunatic, or, as his prototype Caligula was described, an epileptic with highly developed criminal instincts. When one reads of such sufferings as those described by Miss Finzi, one wonders for what end Providence can have allowed such an inhuman monster to exist and cause such sorrow, such suffering, such death and destruction to be inflicted on mankind. The books written upon the vast conflict are already legion, but I think this is the first record, a most pathetic and interesting record, of what happened at the base hospitals at Boulogne, where tens of thousands of wounded, maimed, and mutilated incessantly arrived, to be passed on to England, or to linger there till death came as a happy release from their sufferings. How many officers and men of those glorious first seven divisions, which left these shores in August 1914, a tiny but, for its size, an incomparable army, which stemmed the seemingly irresistible flowing tide of von Kluck's legions against Paris, the contemptible little army of General French, as it was described by the imperial braggart of Germany, lie buried near the spot where stands the memorial pillar in honor of Napoleon's army of invasion in 1804. After the war, it will be incumbent on us, with the approval of our firm and faithful allies, whose spirit, bravery, and skill in fighting has astounded the world, to raise another monument, especially to the memory of our heroic countrymen, who withstood the hordes of the Hun and thwarted his advance both on Paris and Calais. Miss Finzi's book is quite unpretentious and is a simple record of facts which brings home vividly to our minds the sickening horrors of war and the awful sufferings that our gallant defenders have had to undergo in doing their duty in the service of their king and country. For the honor and integrity of the empire and for the safety and protection of the people in this country in this great war of liberation. What they have been protected from can well be gathered from the openly expressed threats of the Germans, soldiers, military writers, professors, and ministers of German religion, that the crimes and outrages which they committed in Belgium and France, Poland and Serbia, should be as nothing to those which they would make our people suffer. It is well that these things should be brought home to our people, who, owing to our insular position, have experienced nothing of the horrors of war, and are apt to make too light of them from want of power to realize them. Naturally, there was great confusion at the base, owing to the suddenness with which war broke out upon nations entirely unprepared for it and taken by surprise, for, although dark suspicions of the evil designs by Germany lurked in many men's minds, the extent of the infamy of the Kaiser and his pan-German parasites did not enter into the minds of many people, not even in the case of those who, like myself, thought they knew Germans well. The latter veiled their innate brutality, their bloodlust, and their intention to acquire world domination through brute force with consummate craftiness. Miss Finzi gives a graphic account of the troubles that had to be surmounted, owing to insufficiency of hospital requisites, beds, medicines, doctors, and nurses. But this was inseparable from the nature of things and has long since been righted. We may indeed be proud of our services of mercy. Nothing can exceed their value and efficiency, namely the RAMC and our nurses. If our gallant soldiers and sailors engaged, through political blunder, in the Gallipoli gamble and cut disaster, had been as well tended and supplied as those in France, how many lives, thrown away through political ineptitude, would now have been spared to us? Miss Finzi writes most modestly of her own work, but we know that she and all the genuine nurses and helpers worked devotedly and well, and that the deepest debt of gratitude is due from the nation to them.